You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Yes, sir. You did it perfect. Absolutely. Acknowledge him. Yes, indeed. It is the Tuesday, August 19th. August 19th. We're almost in September.
That's crazy,
bro. That's crazy. College football starts this Saturday. Week zero.
Don't do that.
I was going to say, like, I walked outside today and it felt like football weather. It felt like NFL weather.
Well, it ain't going to feel that way on Friday and Saturday. I promise you that.
Outdoor wedding on Saturday. It's supposed to be 100 in Daenerys.
No. Yeah. I'm going to be sick that day. That's crazy.
Actually, let me get the particulars out of the way. My main man, D-Lo, he's still champagning and campaigning like he deserves to. So shout out to him. It's your boy, Kenny Caraway, here with you. Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
As TC would say, we got my main man, Jesse, in the back.
What are you doing with him?
And we got my main man, Kyle Madsen, rocking with us again today.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
There you go.
Thank you.
I will not play this one.
Hey, man, I won't mention this guy's name. I'll give him his initials. OJS.
I said I wasn't going to play it. I said I'm not playing that one.
Did you play the one we're live from?
Oh, we are.
Where are we?
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Yes, sir. Roosevelt, the worst of it. The worst of it.
So.
I'm so terrified by the weather, by the way.
So, we haven't talked about this. We haven't talked about this because I don't want to say I forgot, but I kind of forgot. Didn't really like, it didn't connect until like this morning. The number days, the days of the week, all this other stuff. Friday night at the Rivercats game, your boy is throwing out the first pitch.
Ah, hate it for my guy.
Nice.
What time we got
and
first pitch?
It's going
pitch?
To be hot.
You got 7:05 first pitch?
Sounds about right.
So you'll be throwing out that first pitch while it is roughly 100 degrees, according to my handy-dandy weather app.
Hey, I've already made the decision. And that's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I know you've got experience.
Yeah, I'm a seasoned vet. Me and James.
I've already made the decision.
How are you doing at the Rivercats game? You don't even talk baseball.
Huh?
You doing at the Rivercats game? You don't even talk baseball.
I don't know. Ironically, somebody might announce your boy.
That's
what I need.
Bro, they are going to give you an announcement because you walk out there.
Yeah.
You're standing up there with whoever the MC is.
Is
fingers
it the
crossed.
MC or the PA?
No, it's the MC. Fingers crossed.
Somebody
for the MC.
Introducing.
Email
the Reaver Cats.
Email the Reaver Cats and be like, yo, I would really like it for this guy to be here, man, because this is it's so special. Here. Matter of fact, this is what I want you to say.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you meant. A in-game host is standing next to you.
Okay.
And then they give you the, like, all right, go. And you walk out there. Then the PA, but I believe Charlie writes the script. And brother, Charlie wrote me a book. From the time I walked out, and I strolled. I didn't jog. I strolled out to the mound. I was going to savor this moment. Absolutely. Yes. And I go from the heavy stand, third base line. Jump over the line. Obviously, you're not going to touch the line like an insane person.
Yep.
So I walk out. I get up on the mound. The person's still talking. So I wave. I get set. They're still talking. And what's his name? Orphan Andrew is like, hey, hang on. Wait, hang on. I'll tell you when I go. It's like, oh my God. Like, salute to Charlie. Fit my whole resume in there.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad. It was just not what I was expecting. I would have paced myself differently.
Okay. Kyle throws the pitch. And finally, Kyle Mattson up now.
right. No, seriously. I was expecting from ESPN 1320, Kyle Mattson hosts the Insiders 10 a.m. to noon every day.
Yeah.
So what was it? I got like a staple of Sacramento sports radio for this long and hosted this show. And there was something else in there that was just like, man, this is great.
Charlie, I know you're listening. I need all the bells and whistles.
All of them.
For who's going to be standing right there.
All of them.
I need all the stats.
Yeah, the YouTube numbers as well.
Oh man!
Hey, they were gonna put those in, but had to pull them at the last minute.
Don't piss me off, Kyle.
Oh,
do not piss me off, Kyle.
Oh, come on!
He's like, get on YouTube. Oh, nope, never mind.
Now, I've already made the executive decision. I'm firing that thing in there. I don't care.
No, the hell
come
you're
on,
not.
That's insane.
Well,
who, not on that's insane, you're not, brother.
Well, who does that?
No, you're getting there's flags all over the field.
That shouldn't be a flag, because who does that?
No, you're gonna tell me which shouldn't be a flag in this league? No.
Who does that? That person needs to settle down. If that's how you get to it, jeez. But I'm firing that thing in there. Firing it in there. And I don't care what happens. I don't care if it goes to the backstop. I don't care if it goes down the first baseline. I'm not lobbing it up there.
No, you throw strike. Don't hit the backstop.
Well, no,
I'm not trying to, but I'm
bringing the heat.
Can
that's
I
the
give
point.
You,
and I don't know, it might be Brandy Johnson in 93 All-Star.
Is
game.
That this Friday?
Yes.
Outstanding. So everybody get out to the Rivercats game. Go support Kenny.
Yep. Tap
and in. And I'm sure you're going to be hanging out.
Oh, yeah. We're there all
people
day.
Wanna,
it's
people want to pull up and say
this right there, too. Yes.
Oh, outstanding. The amount of people, by the way, when I was there on a 1320 night, I'm sorry. It was KSFM. I was helping promotions.
Gotcha.
The amount of people that walked up and were like, I was listening on the way over here. I was in the 5 o'clock mix every day. I was listening to the throwbacks. Oh, we were singing on the way over.
That's what's
it's going to be great. You're going to have a great time. So go pull up and go hang out with Kenny at the Rivercats game on Friday. But the key is, and I'm know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you want to throw it, the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
As fast as you can. You want that max velo.
Well.
But know yourself and find that balance between, I'm not lobbing it. I'm giving it a throw. But also, like, it's going to get to the catcher.
Right. Right now, that's where I'm at.
I'm
not going to need Tommy John after this. I'm not throwing it that fast. But, or even attempting to. But it's going to be on the line.
Are you familiar with Hannibal Buress?
Yes, I'm familiar with him. Yes. I don't know all this stuff.
But, all right, so he has a joke about how he doesn't, and this is several years ago. This is probably 10 or 12 years ago that he made this joke, but he was saying, like, he's not that famous, but he's famous enough that a video of him getting his ass kicked on the internet would go viral. You're famous enough in this city that a video of you botching that first pitch would 100% go viral.
I'm going to tell you right now, it might happen. I don't know. I can't predict it. I got pretty good control.
Are you
good
at
the Casey knocks out the camera person?
I play catch with Reese often. You know what I mean?
Oh, then
I'm
you're
throwing
good
on a line.
Do you ever throw from a mound?
I don't.
Okay, again, this is totally up to you. Uh-huh. Are you going to throw from the mound at the game?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Is Reese going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
You can't bounce it. You can't bounce it.
No, I'm not bouncing it. You cannot bounce it.
Yeah.
Well, unless I, you know, throw it too hard into the
ground. No, that's what...
To be honest, you can't. You got to throw a strike, to be honest.
If a player is catching the pitch for you,
yeah,
their only thing is, like, don't bounce it.
Mm.
Like, just do not make them have to make a play.
Mm.
So, so that's very key. I had that told to me by multiple people. They were like, hey, just don't bounce it.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
The I can't remember the other thing I was going to say. What did you say before? Oh, the mound. One, it's going to be a little slippery.
Okay.
Two, it's much higher than you think it is. If you have an opportunity, I don't know if Reese has practice or whatever, if they have a mound where the field is.
Yeah.
Get out and throw some off the mound just to get the sensation of throwing downhill.
Okay.
Because it is different.
I'm going to do that because I don't want to practice, but I'm going to do it. I don't want to be, I don't want this to be
You
got to
let people know.
I'm here, man. I'm here. I had a softball game last night.
How'd that go?
It went good. We won. 1-for-3, 2 RBIs.
Where do you play?
At Bartholomew out in Elk Grove.
In Elk Grove? If you ever need a guy, let me know.
Okay. It's not my team, but I'll let
him
know.
If you guys ever need a person, let me know. Oh, man. That's about an hour away. I can play a little bit.
It was co-ed.
Cool I can play a little bit.
Yeah. We need to get a team together.
Let me know, man. Jesse can play. Joe can definitely play.
Jesse, you down to play?
Yeah, right now I am.
That didn't sound too convincing.
Jesse's on a night-to-night basis. Hey, Jesse, game's at 6. You playing?
I'm going to be the guy. Hey, Jesse showing up today? I don't know. We didn't talk to him.
I'll provide the Modellos.
All right, I guess.
These two young ladies, they got me a couple times, though, because, you know, I was playing in, mm-hmm. and it's the first time I played in a couple years.
Sure.
And my outlook as an outfielder, I play left field, center field, whatever, you're going to have to show me. Show me. Sure. Hit it over my head.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see you do that.
If you do, then
I'll adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to show me first. And these two ladies, they showed me. They got it over my head. I was playing super shallow.
Oh,
they got it. They got a hold of it.
That's bad beat.
But after that, I mean, come on, Gold Glove was out. Gold Glove was out. I mean, it was probably after that moment, it was probably another 5-6 put outs. Easy work.
Did I say a 1-for-3 though?
Yeah, 1-for-3. They put the shift on me. You know, I hit one to the warning track, and the guy was standing right there. Should have hit it over his head. Should have hit it over the fence. That's my fault. That's my fault. That's how I look at it.
Yeah,
I take accountability. I got to get a better hitter.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I ain't got in the batter's box.
Nope. Caught it. Flag.
Just a minute. Nope.
I hadn't been in the batter's box in about 2.5 years. So.
Oh, wow.
It took a little time.
I know the first time I played slow pitch again, I haven't played since the pandemic, actually.
Mm.
And I used to play a lot.
Mm.
I know my first at bat, there might be a swing and miss.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's going to be I'm going to swing and be so far ahead of it that I'm going to hit it off the end of the bat.
Mm.
And hit like a roller to first.
Yeah.
I know that's happening.
Yeah.
Takes a minute to get that timing back.
Takes a second. Securing the Bagley, I put out a tweet yesterday saying that when I play softball, I really am like 93 Bonds. That's a fact. Securing the Bagley in the chat says, KC mentioned Bonds' MVP season and went 1-for-3. Barry Bonds batted 336 that year. I'm batting 333 right now. Get your mind right. Thank you.
Hold on.
Also, Barry Bonds did not have a 162-game hitting streak, you know?
That's a fact.
We're not keeping stats, are we, in the softball league?
We can if you want to. I don't care.
Well, where's the 333 coming from?
1-for-3.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. I'm 333 right now.
I thought you were keeping season stats.
Here's the deal.
If you're going to do that, I need you to be hyper, hyper vigilant on hit versus error.
Okay.
If you're going to keep stats of yourself, you got to give the fielder a lot of benefit of the doubt.
What is inflation? Like Barry Bonds, 1993, 336.
Kyle, you might.
Oh, in slow pitch?
Yeah.
You got to hit like 750.
Okay.
Easy work.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know about the home runs. I'm going to try. He had 36 home runs that year. So the equivalent in softball would be.
In how many games?
His game?
No, you.
Probably like 8. 8 to 10.
I need 4 home runs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And they're going over the fence because I can't run for a home run no more. I don't push myself hard enough to have it inside the park home run.
Yeah.
While we're talking
now
about
you're more that lateral quick.
Barry Bonds is a legend. The guy hit 362 in 2004.
Good God. Was that when he had the 609 on base percentage?
Yeah, 609 on base percentage. Oh, gosh, bro. 1.422 OPS.
I don't think that's the year. One year he had 120 intentional walks.
Yeah.
How do you have a...
That was 2004 as well.
Oh,
that was all the same.
That's where the whole like steroids thing. I heard you and James get into this a little
bit.
Yeah,
James pissed me off saying it doesn't count the last 7
years.
You
were actually mad.
I was.
The reason I used to do that, I don't anymore because there's so many guys you would have to go like, oh, well, these didn't count. But this last season, you could tell he was like, nah, right, man. Just right. So I just punted all that.
For the last. My bad. Go ahead.
The thing that gets me with the Bonds thing, and like, yes, was there some performance enhancing drug involved for sure? Mm-hmm. The way he inflated was very much aided by something, mm-hmm. but the bat to ball skills and the bat speed he generated, the quick twitch to turn around an Eric Gagne fastball and pull it foul. Like there's certain baseball skills that, okay, maybe the home run numbers got way inflated. And because of that, the walk numbers and the on base numbers are all crazy inflated. Okay, that's fine. But you can't just take steroids and hit 73 home runs.
Right.
Like, that's just not how it works. There's a inherent greatness to what he did that allows me to go, okay, maybe 762 is inflated. Maybe he only would have hit 610. But like, come on.
Right.
Barry's home run numbers, they're not that insane. Like,
73 is kind of insane.
He did that once. It's not like he was hitting 73 right. every year. He didn't even top 50 other than that.
This is an argument. I don't know if it's an argument, but just a point that I tend to make.
Mm-hmm.
Barry, and once again, he took something. I'm not.
That's clear called the steak cream, and potatoes, Kenny.
The clear and the cream, that absolutely helped.
A lot of chicken, a lot of white rice.
The clear and the cream does something. You don't take it for no reason. Those are the drugs. Play on.
Double tag. He's out.
He gave him a little tea.
They do something. You don't take them for no reason. But was Roger Maris on PEDs? Because he had one crazy season.
Nah, Roger Maris locked in because he was a country boy and he was playing in the city and he wanted to show the city slickers what's up.
That's what it is.
Also, if you didn't get suspended,
here's the thing is you talked about his home run totals. He hit 46 in that 93 season.
That third his, RBIs.
His third MVP season, by the way, in 1993.
Should have been his
fourth. But then at age 35, he goes 49. 73, 46, 45, 45. From ages 36 to 39. That's where it's like, all right. That's kind of nuts.
Yeah, a little nuts. 73 is crazy. 73 is crazy.
Bananas ass number.
When you listen to, I'm not saying he would have just done it anyway, but when you listen to the way he talks about hitting, he is like.
Oh, he's a lunatic.
Yeah, his approach, what he sees, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's out of this world, and he's always felt that way.
Might not help my argument, given, I mean, what we've heard about this person as well. Shout out, legend, though. I mean, David Ortiz had 35, 37,
here goes
38 home runs, like at 38, 39, 40 years old.
Right, that's why you're pro-Bonds, because you can't be pro-Bonds and right. pro-Ortiz and anti-Bonds.
Do whatever I want.
David Ortiz is the only steroid guy in the Hall of Fame because he was nice to the media.
Big Poppy.
That's facts.
I never saw him.
That's a wild boy too. That's a wild boy. Didn't he get shot at?
Hey, you remember when he beat the hell out of the bullpen phone with a bat?
Yeah, I'm not gonna say the circumstances for why. Hey, don't do that. Don't do that.
You know who is? And I hate doing this because it's good. We're just having a conversation though.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know who is like kind of skirts under the radar with all this stuff? When you talk about Brady Anderson, that's what Dr. Davis said. Brady Anderson, played basketball with him before. Good basketball player. Good athlete. Good guy.
Hmm.
You know who skirts under the radar?
Ooh, I want to guess. Jeff Bagwell. Craig Biggio. No. Pudge Rodriguez.
No.
Those Juan Gonzalez? Rafael Palmeiro.
Who'd you say?
Juan Gonzalez?
No.
Salute to Juan Gonzalez.
Shout out Juan Gonzalez.
Luis Gonzalez.
Larry Walker?
Oh, Luis Gonzalez. What do you have?
Whose most famous hit is a bleeder over the shortstop?
It's the most bluegrass hit you've ever seen.
He had a 60 home run season and like a 54 home run season. Fam, what are you doing?
Hey, the Brady Anderson one. Hang on.
Brady
I'm sorry.
Anderson was crazy.
Brady Anderson, this is from 1992 through 2000. These are his home run totals.
Uh-huh.
21, 13, 12, 16, 50, 18, 18, 24, 19.
Come on, man.
My dog took the steroids, hit 50, and was like, it's too obvious.
Luis Gonzalez never had a year where he hit more than 31 home runs, and then 2001 gets here, and he hits 57.
Oh, come on, man. All right, man. It was just the Bob Bank One ballpark. That's all it was. Just
and you
Bob.
Know what? Like I said, if you didn't get suspended, I don't know if Luis Gonzalez did. I don't think he ever did or whatever.
He goes under the radar.
Exactly.
Nobody.
If you didn't get suspended, Gonzalez. You're all good. A-Rod got
That's
suspended.
He's not a Hall of Famer or anything.
A-Rod got suspended, so he is bad.
Dang. That's a great A-Rod. Point.
I like A-Rod.
See, and that's the issue right there. That's why Bonds can't get into the Hall of Fame. That's
well, you can tell us you're a Timberwolves fan now?
He's a Yankees supporter.
No. Disgusting. I wouldn't say I'm a Yankees. Well, I want to see the Yankees win.
Jeter
not playing the Giants.
Jeter not letting A-Rod play short is one of the wildest things that's ever happened in baseball, and we don't talk about it nearly enough. Derek Jeter was not that good of a shortstop. A-Rod was way better.
Derek Jeter, no disrespect.
Oh, all disrespect.
Derek Jeter was nowhere near the talent of Alex Rodriguez.
Not even close. Derek Jeter's a legend, okay? I do this bit.
He's a winning player.
Affects winning. Now, Derek Jeter's an all-time, like, legend.
Yeah.
And what he did in the postseason and being the face of that those really great Yankees teams matters. Mm-hmm. Like, flat out. Like, mm-hmm. forget all the... On the other hand, all this, like, man, he's so great defensively. Ah! What were you?
Defensively,
A-Rod should have played short, and Jeter should have been the third.
That catch where he fell into the stands, too, wasn't
the most fraudulent play that's ever happened in baseball history.
Pokey Reese had a better catch that night, that same game.
Mike Yastrzemski had a better catch this year.
Yes, exactly.
What are we talking about?
Jeter caught it, took three steps. Oh, let me jump into the stands.
It's like, oh, he could. No, I get he couldn't stop himself, but all right, he caught it in the field of play, then took four steps and tumbled into the stands. Incredible play. Okay, not taking anything away from him because there's a lot of guys.
I am taking something away.
There's a lot of guys who might have either not gotten there or pulled up short because they knew the wall was coming. Okay, that's fine. But the fact that that's on the all-time highlight reel of baseball defensive play, it's like, the flip play in Oakland was a way better play.
The flip play is lit.
By a lot.
That's one of the
best plays of all time. That's iconic.
Yeah, what are you doing there?
I'm over it.
I'm asking Derek Jeter, what are you doing in that position? How did you get there? How did you know?
Too, all the dude had to do was slide, and we're like, oh, wow, Jeter was in the same. Who cares? If he would have slid, it would have been fine.
No, stop diminishing.
Hey, first of all,
Derek Jeter.
R.I.P. Jeremy.
Iconic bonus.
R.I.P. Jeremy.
For real, for real?
Oh, yeah, he's been dead.
Damn, man.
Him and Flipside just up there.
Damn. He's watching Flipside.
Up there. Oh, for sure. Yeah. When Jeremy Jeremy.
Flipside.
That was 2022.
Back. I do remember that now that you mentioned it, but it didn't register with me. Flipside coming back this year, too, by the way.
Did you figure out how?
Yeah. Yeah, Flipside coming back.
Nice.
We're going to have a good time. You know, when Flipside's around, Niners usually win about 12 games. So, yeah, I'm going to do my part. Yeah, I'm going to do my part this year.
I've got to change all my preseason analysis then.
That's what I'm saying. Take the over.
The other one, my dad just reached out and... Nail on the head with this.
Another overrated Jeter play?
No, we're gonna talk about Sammy Sosa real quick.
Oh wow, okay.
We're gonna go
anywhere right here.
We're gonna go 93 through 2003. No, check that. 93 through 2004.
This is gonna get ugly in Texas.
You know what? I'm gonna back this up. We're gonna go 90 through 2004. 15, 10, 8, 33, 25, 36, 40, 36, 66, 63, 50, 64, 49, 40, 35.
Now, here's the other crazy thing about Sammy Sosa. The only time I remember somebody bat explodes, cork all in the infield.
All in the infield.
Just all over the
infield. Looked like a wine bar.
He's like, I don't know.
That's my batting practice bat.
That's exactly what he said.
All right, brother.
My batting practice bat. And then he sends one of the Cubs showrunners to go through the air conditioning vent to try and take the bat from the umpire's office. Did you hear about that one? So they take the bat.
You can tell me anything about Sammy Sosa, and I believe it.
They take the bat. The umpires put it in the umpire room. And I think the story was the guy fell through the vent or something like that, allegedly, trying to get it out of the umpire's room.
Dang.
Come on, man.
That's a bad beat.
I think they took all his bats and put them in the umpire's room. Because obviously the one that was there was already busted.
Right, right.
And I think they took all his bats and put them in the umpire room. And they sent somebody through the air conditioning in Wrigley Field. Who knows how many rats and rodents are in there.
Air conditioning been there since 1910.
And the guy fell through the vent trying to get the bats. Crazy. Crazy. Yeah, shout out Sammy Sosa.
He saved baseball.
Well.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire.
Hey, man.
That's the other thing. That's the other reason I have a hard time docking Barry Bonds for the steroid thing. If not for steroids, Major League Baseball might not exist right now.
Well, after what they plan on doing, they might not exist.
Oh?
I don't like that.
What are they planning on doing?
I don't know. Have we talked too much baseball already? Because this is not what we do here.
Brother, it is August 19th.
I don't know. Well, he don't know.
Yeah, you're not on the bit. I'll tell you.
Yeah, we don't. That's not what we do here. We better check ourselves before.
All right, cool. Hey, let's talk Roman Reigns next on ESPN 1320.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.